This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A Missouri judge is considering a challenge over the ballot summary for a health care measure going before voters in November. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and several lawmakers filed a lawsuit last month claiming the summary written by Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan is unfair and misleading. An attorney for the Republican officials asked today for a restraining order to block Carnahan from certifying the November ballot and including her summary. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green is expected to make a ruling today. An attorney representing Carnahan's office says the order is unnecessary and would affect the entire ballot, not just the health care measure. The initiative at issue would bar state officials from creating a health insurance exchange without approval from voters or the legislature. The Obama administration announced today that it will be turning $473 million from stalled earmark projects back to all 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is making $6 million in unspent earmarks immediately available to Missouri for infrastructure projects, with the intention that it will create jobs and help improve transportation across the state. State departments of transportation will have the ability to use their unspent earmarked highway funds, some of which are nearly 10 years old, on any eligible highway, transit, passenger rail, or port project. The state Supreme Court will hear arguments October 4th in the case of a Northwest Missouri man appealing his murder conviction in the 1990 death of a neighbor. The hearing comes 5 months after a Boone County judge appointed by the high court in an advisory role deemed Mark Woodworth a victim of, quote, a manifest injustice. The judge concluded the Chillicothe man should be freed or receive a new trial. Woodworth was 16 when Kathy Robinson was shot to death in 1990 in her rural Livingston County home. He was first convicted in a 1995 jury trial. A second jury convicted Woodworth 4 years later after he was briefly released on appeal. The low water levels along some of the nation's big rivers are exposing seldom-seen sandbars. But river experts are urging people to stay clear of what is often essentially quicksand. Steve Berry, emergency management chief for the Corps of Engineers office in Memphis, Tennessee, says the drought-exposed sand along rivers like the Mississippi and Missouri has been below the surface so long that it is saturated mud. The sand and the undercurrent of water is a dangerous combination. A political candidate who was campaigning in O'Fallon helped save a child from drowning. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a father found his 2-year-old son at the bottom of a small rubber swimming pool after only leaving him for a minute. At about the same time, Democratic candidate for State Representative Rod Huffman was ringing the doorbell. Huffman heard a scream. A woman asked if he knew CPR. Huffman did, ran to the pool, and was able to revive the child. The boy was taken to a hospital and returned home the next day. Arguments were heard today on whether a temporary restraining order should be issued against Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan over language she approved for a ballot initiative regarding health care exchanges. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and Republican lawmakers say the initiative is designed to block the governor from creating an exchange by executive order. The wording approved by Carnahan asks, in part, whether the law should, quote, deny individuals, families, and small businesses the ability to access affordable health care. Attorney Jeremiah Morgan argued for Carnahan that the language is accurate.
There's no question that the efforts are being made to undermine the Federal Affordable Health Care Act. And whether we, as a policy matter or political matter, we agree with or do not agree with, this summary is attempting to do that.
An attorney for the plaintiffs argued that a restraining order is needed to block Carnahan from certifying the ballot summary before a full hearing on the merits of the case can be held. That hearing is scheduled August 28th, the same day the Secretary of State is scheduled to order Missouri's ballots printed for the November general election. Judge Green was expected to issue his ruling today, but so far has not done so. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.